The following would not constitute a chatzitah, would not about it an immersion in the mikvah. Choke harosh ubeis hashechi ubeis hastarim beish. Entangled hair of the head, and entangled hair of the armpit, and entangled pubic hair of a man, these would not be chaytik. The entangled hair and the entangled armpit, whether it was a man or a woman, would not be chaytik, because they are not makbid. It doesn't bother them that it's entangled, so it doesn't constitute a chatzita. And the entangled pubic hair of a man also does not bother him, as opposed to the entangled pubic hair of a woman. We had in the previous mission that she is makbid, if she is married, that is, and therefore it would constitute a chatzit. Rabbi Eliezer, I mer echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. Ka makbid alav chaytiz, u'shei makbid alav ein chaytiz. Rabbi Eliezer said, both for a man and a woman. It depends on whether you are makbid of the chatzit, or whether you don't want it there, or you don't care that it's there. If you're makbid on the chatzitza, you don't want it there, in such a case, it would be a chatzitza. It would invalidate their immersion. But if you are not makbid about the chatzitza, you don't care that it's there, it doesn't bother you that it's on your guf, in such a case, it would not be a chatzitza. It would not invalidate the tefillah. The reason being is that since you are not makbid of the chatzitza, so it becomes tufel to your guf, it becomes part of your body. So therefore, even though it stops the water from getting underneath it, it is not a chatzitza. And the Bar Tanur explained that the halacha is that min ha-Torah, a chatzitza that covers most of your guf, is a chatzitza, but only if you are makbid on that chatzitza. And from the Raisa, in order for something to be a chatzitza, you need two things. First of all, that it covers most of your body, and second of all, that you are makbid, that you don't want it there. But the Rabbanim were guys that a chatzitza that covers most of your body, even if you are not makbid, and you don't care that it's there, it is a chatzitza, since it covers most of your body, it wouldn't validate the tefillah. And a chatzitza that covers only a mid of your body, less than half of your body, midaraisa, it would not be a chatzitza at all, even if you are makbid. But the Rabbanim were geyser that a chatzitza that covers less than half of your body, if you are makbid and you don't want it there, it would be a chatzitza. But a chatzitza that covers less than half of your body and you are not makbid, you don't care about it, in such a case, even with Rabbanon, it would not be a chatzitza. The guf that's inside the eye would not be a chatzitza. If it's lach, if it's still damp, it hasn't dried out yet. As opposed to guf that got outside the eye on the eyelid, that would be a chatzitza, whether it's lach or yavish, whether it's dried out or still damp. Uglad sha'al maka, and the scab that forms on the wound, would not be a chatzitza. As opposed to the scab that forms outside the wound, on the perimeter of the wound, that would be a chatzitza. Usraf halach, and sap that gets on your skin that's still damp, that would not be a chatzitza. But if it dried out, it would be a chatzitza. Ulechuchay tzoa sha'al besoro, and pieces of filth that is on your skin, that would not be a chatzitza. Besoa shetachat hatziporin, and filth that gets underneath your fingernail would also not be a chatzitza. Betziporin hamidul delas, a partially detached fingernail, would not be a chatzitza. Kshus shalkata, the fine hair on an infant, would not be a chatzitza. The infant, when he's born, has very fine hair on his body, which eventually falls off. That fine hair is not a chatzitza. Lo tamei velo metamei. And so too, that fine hair of the infant's body does not act as a yad, as a handle for tuma. Meaning to say that if a tuma came into contact with a fine hair of the infant's body without coming into contact with the infant itself, the infant would not become tummy. Or if the infant is tummy, and somebody comes into contact with the hair on the infant's body but not with the infant itself, that person would not become tummy. And the fine hair on an infant's body does not transfer tuma from the infant to somebody or something else, or from something else to the infant. Krum sha'al hamaka, tame umetame, skin that forms over a wound, the wound is getting healed, and skin forms over the wound, that skin is considered a part of the person's body, and therefore it would act as a yad lituma, it would transfer tuma either from something else to the person, or from the person to something else.